Day 121, Preparing for God's House. 1 Kings 1, 1-53 and 1 Chronicles 22, 1-19. David had found the place to build God's house. In his heart, David wanted to do the building. But God said, "You've been a man of war. In many battles, you've killed many men. My house will be built by a peaceful man. When you die, your son Solomon will be king. There will be peace, and he'll build my house." So David gathered all the materials for the building. He made everything ready for God's temple to be built on Mount Moriah. "Solomon," he said, "God promised peace while you are king. He'll be with you, and you'll build his house." David grew old. One day Bathsheba came to him. "King David," she said, "you promised that Solomon would be the next king, but Solomon's brother Adonijah is now preparing to become king."
"Bathsheba," David answered, "I promise that your son Solomon will sit on my throne. Make everything ready. Today I make Solomon king."
Solomon became king and the people rejoiced. Adonijah heard the sound of singing and cheering. It shook the ground. He was afraid Solomon would kill him.
"Go home, Adonijah," the king said, "King Solomon. If you are honorable, you will live."
Here's two questions for your children, parents. Why wouldn't God let David build his house? And what did David do to help the building of the temple? Hope you enjoyed today's lessons. Have a blessed day. And parents, don't forget to pray with your children. Thank you.